You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Catching up on a few things that took place while we were gone. I don't know if you heard, Jeremy, the woman who caused the big crash at the Tour de France was arrested. She was on the run for 4 days and they finally got her.
Good.
The tour officials have said they do plan to sue the woman, and now at least one of the riders who had to withdraw from the race because of the crash said he might sue her too. Jeez. So I don't know what kind of insurance this lady has.
I don't know, man.
But she's about to be after millions of dollars, all for a sign to grandma and grandpa.
Sue the grandparents too.
Did you see that after 6 years together, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton did get married?
Yeah, we were looking at the pictures last night on Instagram. They're cute.
They danced their first dance to the 80s hit from Peter Gabriel, In Your Eyes. Look it up, kids. Yeah. Google it. But anyone who's of a certain age knows that that was one of the monster songs of the 80s.
It's a decent song. It's cute.
It's a good song. I'd play it right now if we could. Is it in our system? And lastly, I wanted to tell this story because it made me chuckle. Authorities down in Texas, near Houston, uncovered an illegal underground crime ring, Jeremy. They called it Dark Side. Have you heard about Dark Side?
Dark Side? No.
More than 80 people involved with Dark Side. And if you want to know what kind of crime they were committing, they were producing counterfeit coupons.
No.
Like 50 cents off toothpaste or diapers or something like that.
Yeah.
And you might be saying, well, wait a minute, why is this such a big deal? I'll tell you why it's a big deal. They think that the ring over the last few years has been responsible in as much as $20 million in losses at stores.
Jeez.
Because these thieves produced these coupons that looked like legit discounts from manufacturers. Mm-hmm. And even though they wouldn't scan when you do the boop, boop, boop at checkout, they looked so legit that they were always able to convince store employees, yeah, this is a dollar off such and such.
They just manually plug it in. And
one guy purchased more than $200,000 worth of items from different stores in just 1 year. That's an average of $550 a day, every day for a year. 80 people.
What a weird scam.
Arrested for a $20 million coupon scam.
That's a weird one.
I guess what they were doing is they were using all these coupons to get all this money off. Then they were taking the items and selling them online
for
a profit.
Sure, you resell them on Amazon or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
Creative.
All right, what else is
trending?
You
got to give them credit. Annual study looked at the biggest fast food chains. We all love our fast food. And it ranked them according to customer satisfaction and food quality, order accuracy, and how nice the employees are. That's the biggie for this
there's
one.
There's only one, right?
Seventh year in a row, the fine folks at Chick-fil-A came in as number one. And really, I'm not surprised. I love
it's our pleasure.
Some EFA. Yeah, or CFA. Yeah, it is their pleasure, isn't it?
It's our pleasure.
Sorry, Mickey D's. You came in last. I had a few Mickey D's on the road trip.
A few, eh?
We stopped in a couple times. You know, it's like the spot to, you know, when you're on the road.
What's your order at Mickey D's?
Anymore?
Still used
just
to be
a
quarter
coffee.
Cheese.
Coffee. Give me a coffee. What did I get? The last time we stopped, it was an egg muffin.
I opened up
sat a little heavy.
Trash thing yesterday to throw something away, and there on top of the trash was the boxes of two different Big Mac containers.
Oh my!
And I was like, oh my! Stepdaughters have been out
packing on some LBs. The story's talking about the Fountain of Youth. And ladies, if you're looking for the Fountain of Youth, you might want to do what Sharon Stone is doing. Google her, kids. Right now, she's messing around with a rapper named RMR, who is 25 years old. Sharon Stone is 63. What the huh? I guess this rapper wears a ski mask all the time and a gold grill. More than half her age. I guess they've been spotted on dates around L.A. at hip-hop clubs, popping bottles, rolling 40 deep, Dom, snuggling up to each other.
Oh, shit.
And there's some pictures of her with one of his ski masks on at the club. That's got to be hot. Why would you wear a ski mask to the club?
No
kidding.
Everybody's
dancing and sweating. That sounds like a horrible idea.
I will tell you, Sharon Stone has kept herself in great shape.
She looks great, doesn't she?
She looks really good.
Mm-hmm. No word on what this guy looks like because the ski mask. He might be really ugly. I don't know what the deal is with that.
Isn't she also like certified genius, like IQ of 160 or something like that?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
Story is she was bamboozled into doing that scene in Basic Instinct. So
yeah,
I'm not sure
I don't
she's
know if
that
I believe
smart.
That story.
Or she's just saying that just to gain more traction for people to go Google that scene.
Yeah, and when you say that smart, I mean that scene has paid off for her.
That's
big
all.
That's time.
All that people know. When you say Sharon Stone, you think of that scene immediately.
I'm Googling her IQ.
I bet you are. Couple quick random.
154.
Oh, okay. Scarlett Johansson is pregnant, first child with her husband Colin Jost from Saturday Night Live. And if you're interested, I actually watched the trailer for this last night. It looks pretty darn good. A documentary about Val Kilmer. I guess he has hours and hours and hours of footage from his life. Whenever he would go do anything beyond a movie set, he would have a video camera with him. And he's got hundreds, thousands of hours, and they compiled it into a little documentary. And it looks really good. So that's going to be coming to Prime, I believe.
He's an odd duck.
Odd duck. And I feel bad for him now. He had that throat cancer and he can't even talk.
What's your favorite Val Kilmer movie?
Oh, God.
Don't say Top Gun.
No, probably not Top Gun. He was Batman, right? He was a good Batman. And he was good in Heat. Oh, no, screw that. Tombstone. Doc Holliday. I'm your Huckleberry. All day long.
I'm going to go with Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. That's the movie he made with Robert Downey Jr.
Ah, all right. I'll look it up.
I highly recommend that movie, by the way.
Study on happiness found that people get more happiness out of buying something for their pet than they do for buying something for someone else or even themselves. They gave participants $5 and randomly had them spend money on themselves, their pets, and someone else, and boop, boop, bop, boop. Made some charts and graphs, calculated the math on happiness and pets. Buying a pet a new toy or a new treat, snacks, whatever, made people really happy to see how happy their little fur baby was.
We gave up buying things for Niles the Weirdo because he has no interest in it. You know,
it's like my kids at Christmas.
Do you remember years ago I spent $90 on that cat tower?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Remember that talking on the show and Niles would have nothing to do with it?
That's right.
It took years because that was 3 years ago. Now he's on it and in it all the time.
Oh, look at that. He warmed
up to
it.
But for the first year and a half, he wouldn't have anything to do with it.
Did you rub another cat on it or something? Or
and cat owners will understand, it had to be his idea. Mm. Because when you first buy it, right, you put the cat on it. You're like, look, this little play tower
for
you.
What is this?
Yeah. But. So it had to be his. He waited a year and a half before he would.
Now he's rolling all over it.
Grace it with his, presence.
Here's some good news and bad news for dudes. Researchers found a simple procedure that can make guys live significantly longer.
I wouldn't say simple.
Well, it really is a simple procedure. You just need one of those big knives, butcher knives.
I've seen it done to bulls. So.
Yeah, they say, well, then this study out of South Korea said it could help men live up to 19 years longer. Full-on castration, dudes. They did it to male sheep, and then they compared the DNA of male sheep that were still intact to the ones that were castrated, and castration made their DNA age much more slowly. So it could potentially lead to a longer life for dudes. But is it worth it, Dom? I guess when you get to a certain age, yeah, probably be worth it, right? Nobody wants to see that mess, like 80. Lop it off and let me enjoy my life.
Okay.
19 more years of it. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us. Search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link to TikTok. It's a dryer sheet hack, which I thought, man, this is going to change some lives today, where you rub your really long hair with a dryer sheet and it's supposed to deal with your frizzy hair and make it look really smooth and silky and soft.
Yeah.
But according to all the ladies on our Facebook today commenting, this is old news and it doesn't work.
Oh, fine.
So Disregard if you must. It's on our Facebook search, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.